Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freezing full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Make it killer.
Girl, I must warn you. Realize that when he says yes, families can be deported together. Yeah. What he is saying is that U.S. citizens can be deported. What he is saying is if the parent is undocumented and they have U.S. citizen children or U.S. citizen spouse, or they... And you don't want to separate them, then let's deport the U.S. citizens. When you talk about mass deportations, people think, oh, it's just going to be the criminals. There's not enough criminals, aliens in the federal prison system for it to be mass deportations. What it means is grandmothers. What it means is brothers and aunts. Yep. What it means is abuelos y abuelas. It means dreamers. It means your family members. It means your colleagues.
Say it won't be the abuelos or the abuelas or the aunts. Anna Navarro raising the temperature on The View, trying to get noticed, I guess. But, you know, Sean Hannity followed up with this with the named director of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Tom Homan, who, what's the word I want for Tom? Tom is blunt. Tom is, I like Tom. I like Tom because he's... you will not wonder where he stands. Here's the question.
Are you planning on deporting American citizens?
No, exactly not. Look, The View, it's like the Island of Misfit Toys.
Accurate. Did you hear what his first answer was before he spoke? Listen carefully.
Are you planning on deporting American citizens?
He laughed.
No, exactly not. Look, The View, it's like the Island of the Misfit Toys. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. President Trump has made it clear. We will prioritize public safety threats and national security threats first. And that's what the focus will be. And there's over 1.5 convicted criminal aliens in this country with final orders of removal that we're going to be looking for. There's thousands of gang members, illegal gang members we're going to be looking for.
Yeah, and that's the point is, and you know, it cracks me up that he laughs and then dismisses it, and rightly so, because there are all kinds of criminals we can look for, and we're prioritizing national security threats. But he was really clear. Anybody who is here, undocumented, illegal, whatever you prefer to call it.
I'm going to say, if you're in the country illegally, you shouldn't feel comfortable. Absolutely not. I won't feel comfortable if I'm in the country illegally. If I'm in some other country illegally, I'm not going to be comfortable. You shouldn't be comfortable either, because when you enter this country illegally, you have committed a crime. You are a criminal. And you're not off the table.
This is actually the thing about immigration that has always sort of baffled me. Is I've been to other countries, and I always feel out of place in other countries to some degree. But if I knew I was there without permission, against the law, oh, my God. Like, you know, and so, which should be the norm. Right? That's how you should feel to be in it. You should never feel comfortable about it. And then he gives a long answer about where the Biden administration has failed and what they're planning to do if he's in charge of ICE. And, you know, they're serious about this, and these people are talking about how they're not going to cooperate. Well,
look, ICE is very good at what they do. We have a targeting system. I can't really talk about it on the air because it's law enforcement sensitive, but we're going to find them. And, look, we're going to go get them. I saw today numerous governors from a sanctuary state saying they're going to step in the way. They better get the hell out of the way. Either you help us or get the hell out of the way, because ICE is going to do their job. We're going to take the handcuffs off ICE that the Biden administration put on them and let ICE what they do best. And let me say this, back to The viewer, Joe Biden. They promised, this administration promised, they're going to concentrate on the criminal aliens. That was a priority. Secretary Mayorkas said it. I looked at the stats today. The removal of criminal aliens is down 74%. From President Trump. We have more criminals here than we ever had. So we got plenty of targets out there, and the men and women of this new administration are going to go look for them. They're going to look for them in sanctuary cities. If sanctuary cities don't want to help, get out of the way. I'll double the workforce in that sanctuary city. We're going to do our job. Despite the politics, we're doing it. So get used to it, because we're coming.
So maybe not the voice of kind, gentle diplomacy, but at this point, ICE needs... you know, blunt force action. Like, that's what they need. And, you know, it's a very interesting thing that Several of the, like, you know, postmortems on the election, talking about where the Democrats failed, where Kamala Harris failed. I mean, there's so many. There's a target-rich environment, okay? But two of the things that have, in my mind, not maybe been said enough. One is, you know, Catholic vote and how she dismissed and, you know, disrespected the Catholic vote. Major influence in the election. You know, Jewish vote's another one people have talked about, and rightly so. But then this is a very interesting one. I saw somebody was talking about how Democrats ignored the immigration issue and pretended like it wasn't a problem. And just acted like Americans were weird if they thought that illegal immigration was a problem. They thought abortion was going to be their solution. And it seemed like people did not care. They really care about immigration, and they didn't seem to care nearly enough about abortion. And so both of those issues worked in favor of Trump over Kamala Harris. So I still think that the line of the day, though, goes to this first comment.
Exactly not. Look, the view, it's like the island of the misfit toys.
That's why I would have trouble being in any kind of a, where I was supposed to be the diplomatic person, because I'm the one who laughs. I'm the one who rolls my eyes. I'm the one who makes the obnoxious comment, for sure. More on the appointments from President Trump coming up in just a moment. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox, Knox them out. Still dealing with the accident that happened on, they actually cleared that one up. Good news on that.
Yay.
Yay, I know, and trying to win the little battles. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, seeing about a 5 to 10 minute delay. Now, here are all the railroad crossings that are closed right now. We've got Olive Road, Inslee, 9 Mile, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road. So if you're thinking, oh, I'll take Kingsfield or I'll take Kim Strand, you know, to get around it, good luck, my friends. About a 30, 45-minute delay through that area. So my advice, and I know this is not good, but take I-10. I-10 is the way you can get around it.
And it's clear.
Yeah.
That section is clear this morning, weirdly. So
you're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
No, that's good advice. We both looked at the map. We were trying to figure out what can we tell people to do, and we're like, oh, I-10. If they can get there. Because yes. 29 is a mess getting there, so, you know, that's its own problem. By the way, somebody texted me and said, you guys aren't doing enough to explain how bad this is. Every 10 minutes for 3 days, man. We're trying.
30 to 45-minute delay?
That's a crisis out there. And I know if it doesn't affect you, it doesn't affect you. But for the people it's affecting, it's huge. Somebody else texted me, and this is a good point. I hadn't been thinking about this. Traffic for the three schools off of 10 miles. So that would be, or off of Kingsfield, anywhere in that vicinity, right? Mm-hmm. All of those schools are bad. My mom has been stuck since 7:30 and still hasn't made it to Chemstrand from Kingsfield. It's now 8:12. The school tardy bell was at 7:50. She left at 7, and she's not gotten there yet. Thank you for the updates. It's wild.
Wow.
That's the reality. That's crazy. Oh, and then, you know, of course, if you even get to work, you're stressed and frustrated and anxious. And what's this mean for teachers trying to get to classes, to teach classes? If they can't get there, what do you do with the kid? I mean, like, the cascade effect is really bad. 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get good expert guidance on, you know, what the right price is, how to stage it, how to photograph it, how to list it, how to do the open house, what price to ask to get the best offers, when to do it, okay? What's reasonable for people to ask you to do or not reasonable for them to ask you to do. Like, it's crazy. The impact of insurance alone in Florida on home transactions is huge. Because you got to be able to afford not just the payment, but you got to be able to afford the insurance, which is a lot these days. Or can you even get it insured? You know, companies are dropping out of the Florida market. And then it's dumb things like, well, we won't insure that air conditioning unit or that, you know, water heater because it's more than 5 or 7 years old. So do you have to replace it? That's why you need a good realtor to give you guidance on this. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sold 175 homes last year, on track to do about that same number again this year. So they know how to do it. They know what's normal, and they can guide you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Kick off the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take home the tree of your dreams. Trees and wreaths, decorated by local designers, will be on display November 15th through the 17th in the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. Each will be up for auction and for sale in support of WSRE PBS and the programs you love. Catch the spirit of the season at WSRE's Festival of Trees. There'll be free photos with Santa and holiday music too. Admission is free.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Missy is bank.
Bankrupt? We've already so decided on Jamie.
Courtney, this is not a democracy. It's a cheerocracy. I'm sorry, but I'm overruling you.
This is so cool. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep doing this job because with my soon found wealth opportunity here, I probably will just be retiring. Here, let me read this. I got this great email this morning. Dear good friend in all caps, because that's how people address you when you're friends. Please accept my apology for not contacting you earlier. I was so kind. Before now, due to my tight schedules, I did not forget your past effort and attempts to assist me, and I'm happy to inform you that I have succeeded in getting those funds transferred under the cooperation of a new partner from Japan. I'm so glad it's working out. Yes. Meanwhile, I did not forget your past efforts and attempts to assist me in that process, despite that it failed us at the time due to no trust. Now I want you to contact my secretary. His name is blah, blah, blah. And arrange with him on how the total sum of $2 million United States dollars will reach you safely, which I have already kept for your compensation for all the past efforts and attempts to assist me in this matter. Man, I think he's got me mixed up with somebody else. But, I mean, it looks like I'm going to jump in here and take credit for somebody else's work. I appreciated your efforts at that time very much. Please send the below information to him to enable him to get back to you immediately. Please accept this token of appreciation, and God bless you. Or God blessed you, I guess. Below is contact information. Okay, so I'm going to dial this number. It just wants a little information. Full name and your contact addresses, your email, phone number, your occupation, and your age from my good dear friend, Barrister Daddy Williams. Okay.
If they're your good friend, won't they know all that information?
Delete. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. Dealing with the railroad closures that are happening right now on Olive Road, Inslee, 9 Mile, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, all of those are closed. And you say, well, I want to take Kingsfield or head south on Kimstrand. Yeah, you're not really going to go anywhere. It's about a 45-minute. And we just got a text in.
The schools.
The schools on the 10-mile area.
Oh, and I'm sure, I'm sure, like, you know, Tate, even though Kingsfield is not closed, all the traffic around there can't be helping.
No, not at all.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mm. All right. Thanks so much for the update, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden is set to host President-elect Trump at the White House here later this morning. They'll be meeting about an hour and a half, I guess, in the Oval Office. And this comes as Trump is still working to fill key posts in his upcoming administration. Speaking of that, Elon Musk and former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will reportedly be leading the new Department of Government Efficiency. Trump says that
it's Doge. It's Doge.
He says the two will dismantle government bureaucracy and restructure federal agencies. Musk says it'll send shockwaves through the system and anyone involved in government waste. And of course, the acronym Doge is sending my Doge coins through the roof.
To the moon, to the moon, baby.
I am so happy about that. That is great.
Yeah.
Keep going, baby. Keep going.
And by the way, the president-elect called it a Manhattan Project-like department, that they're imagining that kind of. Hey, I thought it was Orwell. The Department of Governmental Efficiency. I mean, come on. That's straight out of Saudi Arabia, right? But,
you know, maybe.
With
but, yeah.
Trump making the department or the agency, whatever you want to call it, and with Vivek and Elon in charge of it and bringing new eyes and a big machete. I love it. I hope. If it even cuts government waste and redundancy and cleans things up by 25%,
that's a huge savings.
Hundreds of billions of dollars, if not more. So
yeah, we've all seen how much waste there is. So there's definitely some to be found. And this probably isn't all that surprising either. Special Counsel Jack Smith and his team are planning to resign before President-elect Trump takes office. That, according to multiple reports today, Smith's office still looking for the best path to wind down the two federal criminal cases against Trump. It's unknown if his final report will be made public before Trump takes office.
Very good. David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, we continue to get more information about the various appointments that are coming in. Kristi Noem to head Homeland Security. We heard about Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Mike Huckabee for ambassador to Israel. I like this pick a lot. Somebody might say, well, he's not Jewish. Okay. True. But, you know, maybe you could understand a little bit better the relationship between evangelical Christians in America and Israel. The biggest support block for Israel in America is evangelical Christians. Even more reliable, consistent support than many Jews in America, because Jews are often split and disagree about Israeli policy. This is a really good appointment. I like this appointment. You also have Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. What? A Fox News talking head who used to run the Veterans Organization and is a veteran himself. I mean, I want to be optimistic and charitable, but this one makes no sense to me. First blush, he looks incredibly underqualified. You know, because doesn't have the experience to run a massive bureaucratic administrative agency like the Pentagon. Now, he might have good ideas. He might, and, you know, no problem with him as a person or his experience in the military, but I just don't see it. That seems like a job way out of his league. We'll see. It appears to be that he's so on board with Trump's philosophy that that's probably one of the big things working in his favor. Moms for Liberty co-founder might be named for education secretary. We hate Betsy DeVos. Hold my beer. That's how that one's going to look for you eventually. We'll be back in just a minute.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President-elect Donald Trump returns to Washington for his Oval Office meeting with President Biden on the transition. While Senate Republicans vote on their new leader, Senator Rick Scott, John Cornyn, or John Thune. Out-of-the-box thinking on Trump cabinet appointments like veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer tells Fox.
We're proud of Pete Hegseth because he is a combat veteran. Two tours of combat, in fact, unlike our governor and the failed vice presidential candidate who avoided combat.
The president-elect also names Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to an outside Department of Government Efficiency to cut government spending, which fuels inflation. Today's October CPI report, inflation rose 2.6% for the year. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31.
At News Radio 92.3, we've got cloudy skies right now. It's 73 degrees in Pensacola. Pensacola is launching a new trolley program that'll be shuttling folks from free downtown parking lots to businesses along Palafox. That program launching November 29th on Black Friday.
That trolley will run Thursdays from 5 to 10 p.m., Fridays 5 to midnight, and Saturdays 5 to midnight.
Mayor D.C. Reeves making that announcement yesterday. In addition, he says the lot at Commandencia is being converted from paid spots to free parking. That trolley will run from that lot to the lots up around Wright Street and drop people off at businesses along Palafox. In addition, 30-minute parking spots are being opened up at the Jefferson Parking Garage. And the city launching a new downtown parking website at parkpensacola.com. Tropical wave gaining steam in the Caribbean now is producing an area of disorganized thunderstorms that could develop into a named storm as soon as late as this week. The system is likely to develop into Sarah, being fueled by warm water in the Caribbean.
The waters are warm, so likely that something will develop. Really, the biggest factors are going to be the trajectory as well as the intensity uncertainty given any potential wind shear.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Luke Culver. The disturbance expected to meander around the Caribbean through the weekend, then move slowly towards the Gulf of Mexico. Well, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says his deputies ran towards danger over the weekend when they responded to that active shooter call on Amberway Drive. A man reportedly was laid out in the prone firing position with a rifle and a handgun.
Our dispatchers can hear the gunshots going off whenever callers were calling. Wow. So when our deputies get there, they also can hear the fire gunshots, and then they see that there's a man laying down prone facing them. He refuses their orders to drop the weapons and to surrender.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, he says the suspect fired at deputies who ended up shooting the man. The suspect is still alive. Simmons did not give an update on his condition. FDLE currently is investigating that shooting. The recent hurricanes may make it hard to find a popular Christmas decoration this year. Hurricanes Helene and Milton have reportedly hurt the local poinsettia crop this holiday season. Orban's Nursery in Manatee County is one of those dealing with the poinsettia shortage. Tyler Orban says the loss could be devastating. He's estimating about 200,000 plants were destroyed by those storms. Rick Scott building up support ahead of the crucial vote. Scott says he's hoping to win today's vote to be the Senate Majority Leader. Yesterday, he picked up the support of two colleagues, Utah Senator Mike Lee and Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn. Both endorsed Scott. Four other senators have already endorsed him, including Marco Rubio. Today's vote is set for 9:30 this morning. And it is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. The railroad crossings that are closed right now, Olive Road, Inslee, 9 Mile, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road. And so if you decide, well, I want to take Kim Strand or I want to take Kingsfield Road, that's maybe a 45 to an hour wait time this morning. It has been nuts. So my solution is take I-10. I know it's a little out of your way, but at least you'll get to where you're going. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John, for all of those updates as that situation with the CSX crossings evolves here this morning. News time, 8:35. Let's get our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have a cloudy day today with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, 76 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Rain chances for your Thursday morning, 30% chance of rain, high near 75. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For your Friday, sunshine with a high near 72 and a low near 53. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 73 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 72 reported in Milton. Our next news at 9 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Our markets up a little bit, but not by a lot. The Dow is up 63 points right now at 43,966. S&P is up just over 5 points at 59.89. The NASDAQ is up 15 points at 19,296. 10-year bond rate down just a bit this morning, 4.386%. Gold prices are up 1560 at $26.21.90. Silver price is up 35 cents right now at $31.11. And taking a look at the crypto market, Bitcoin is up 848.31 right now at $90,154.90. The rest of the crypto market looks like it's not changed very much or down just slightly. Our next news at 9 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2. Before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So, John, you know me. You like to describe it as you get that evil gleam in your eye, and
yes,
you know
you
I've
do.
Got a I've got one of those questions.
Yes,
I've got one of those questions today for the frivolous topic.
Oh,
okay,
thanks.
Now this I never know. A lot of times I worry that these topics aren't going to be good. They're not going to get a lot of texts, and sometimes they do great, and sometimes they fizzle like I expect. And you know, no worries either way. But 437-1620. Here's the question: you discover in your, let's say, sock drawer, or let's say in the dryer or wherever, you discover a sock that is slightly balled up. You know, it's not just laid out the normal way. It's bunched up, scrunchied, however you want to describe it. It needs to be opened. It needs to be untangled, if you want to think of it that way. How do you unball it? What is your tactic? Do you carefully pull the toe through the tube so that you get the thing in the right shape? Or do you grip it and whip it? I will tell you, I'll just go first on this one. I am 100% grip it and whip it. And I will grab it either by the, not so much by the toe. Typically, I'll grab it by the I don't know, the upper hem? The what would you call that? The opening
yeah.
of the tube? And I'm... Sometimes against my leg, sometimes just against the. That's how I do.
You know,
I want to know. So I want to know: are you unball it carefully, pull it apart on carefully, grip it and rip and whip it, toe grab or hem grab? What's your strategy?
Well, first I want to say that I would put something inside the sock, so when you did that, something would come out.
I mean, do that?
Because
it's just mean like a matchbox car.
Yeah, something like that. A Lego.
That's serious drama right now. All right, go on.
No, anyway, I pull it out through the toe thing and
you gently pull it apart.
Yes, like because I've
like a Christian.
Oh my god!
I've had the situation where a Lego block has come and hit me. So
So
that's the reason why.
So you
I
have
was saying,
particular unusual experiential trauma connected to this question.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's why I started laughing when you started to ask it. I was like, oh,
how
no.
How did a Lego brick get in the sock, in the dish? Was it in the, I'm thinking of dryers, but maybe it was just out general.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody created sabotage for you.
They did.
Oh.
And they were.
Which kid was it? Or was it?
Oh,
not a kid.
Oh, I know who it was.
All right. Meg, are you a gently untangle, pull it apart?
I'm a little bit in awe of this question because I'm thinking a therapist would have a field day with this. So now I'm afraid to answer in case a therapist is listening.
Oh, now I really want to know.
But I very gently take the sock and I take the, you know, where you put the foot and I put my hand in the sock.
Okay.
You know, and kind of
so
shake it.
So a form of sorts?
Yeah, sort of shakes it into the shape it's supposed to be when it's on your foot.
Oh.
Now, critters.
Hand inserted.
Crawl in there.
What's that?
Critters crawl in there.
Oh.
No.
Don't ask that question.
What's
wrong with you?
Where do you think I live?
That's what I'm thinking about. That's
You're
what
creating
I'm thinking.
Fake trauma for her. Now she's going to be scared.
Well, we're trying to change behavior.
Well, okay, so similar
does
question.
Does that make sense what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, I don't just shake it. I like sort of gently.
Like a crazy person like me. Okay, so.
I didn't say that.
Variation. Same question. Variation.
Okay.
If the sock is inside out.
Oh.
You reach in and pull. You hold the hem with a couple of thumbs and poke up and then grip and whip. What's do you have a strategy?
Well, I mean, when you're doing it the way that I do it, then it's already there.
You can see to do it right from the beginning.
Yeah, and then you can kind of pull it out.
You don't make those kind of mistakes. You're a decent human being. Okay, all right, I hear you. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says Kung Fu Whip with sound effects. Do you do sound effects? Like, hoo-ga! When you're, I mean, I do not go that far. Until tomorrow. let's see. You do know in Florida we don't wear socks.
Oh, there you go.
The old carpetbagger answer. All right, I like that. Let's see. Somebody says, go on and whip it. Whip it good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, look at you. Music answers. Tenderly. This is the text. Tenderly.
Okay, that's great.
That's more of where I'm at with
pull
it.
At loose fabric until I figure out where I am with the project and then
gosh.
Proceed respectfully.
Loose fabric.
With
fabric.
Dignity and care for the sock.
Like I said, a therapist would have a field day with these
with
answers.
I feel like all of the counselors and psychiatrists who are listening are like, I'm adding that to my stock question.
Yes,
right now.
Yeah,
that's my one I'm going to use for people.
Your interview question.
So I always say that the frivolous topic is good distraction from the news. It's a kind of question you could talk about with your kids at dinner time or, you know, with a coworker or something like that. And then I often, like, sort of jokingly say, and if you find yourself stuck in an elevator somewhere, which, I mean, how do you get stuck in an elevator in Pensacola? Like, the tallest building is, like, the SCI building is 13 stories or whatever. You know, how long are you in there? Anyway, but, oh, man, I would love for you to go, like, elevator, ask somebody this question, see how hard they press themselves up against the other side of the elevator, and then report back to me how this went. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Oh, boy. I'm going to try that, so just know that. No new accidents to let you know about right now, but with the railroad closings at Olive, Inslee, 9 Mile, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, those are the closings for today, and it's causing some major, major backups on Kingsfield and also on Kim Strand. So just be aware of that. That's 45, almost an hour delay to go in those areas. My solution, again, I know you don't like it, but take I-10 to get around the east-west area there.
And by the way, we've been covering this extensively for the last 3 days because I remember in 2016 what a catastrophe. And it's worse this time. It is worse. Even though they're going quickly, it's worse. And obviously CSX, they have all kinds of federal protection. They do what they want. And I will say they care very little about us, which is sad because they are having a massive impact on our quality of life right now for a couple of days. The only good news is they're working quickly, which is good. And I appreciate the workers. They're doing their very best at it. The problem is communication. You know, they're just not letting people know, which is why I've taken it upon myself to try to tell people this is happening. And I maybe haven't done this well enough, but we started in downtown. It's moved to West Pensacola. It is now moving to, like, you know, Cantonment north of more than north of I-10. But it's coming for you. If you live up 29, it's coming for you. And part of the what I hope you'll realize is if CSX isn't going to announce this in advance or put up real helpful signs, they had a couple, but they haven't had very useful ones. At least you're listening to this and you can know in advance, oh, crud, man, it's probably coming for me tomorrow. And then you can know to plan ahead. Because if you heard how bad it was for the folks on Olive, you know, now you'll know when it comes for you in a day or two. 437-1620. If you have a car that is an import, you have a high-quality vehicle that you need to get work done on, a BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, you can take it to the dealership. I mean, that's fine. It's allowed, obviously, but it's not required. There's actually a federal law that protects you in not having to go to the dealership for your service. It was put in because dealers were abusing that privilege, right? They would make it seem like you had to, and you do not. If your dealership is at a distance, I mean, I think of, like, if you own a Porsche and you go to Porsche Destin, well, that's a ways. And that's cost, and that's time, and that's inconvenience. And you could go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on all kinds of cars all the time. Two locations, Davis and Highway 29 across from the Walmart. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. They want to see you for the well visit and the sick visit both, because well visits prevent sick visits. That's kind of the idea. Prevent the big thing by seeing it when it's a little thing or before it's even a thing. They also work on fleet, so GSA fleet, merchant fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, or if your business has 6 or 10 vehicles, they do that kind of stuff all the time. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and US 29.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of Sign Then Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign-In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
All right, I have a giveaway. Sorry, it caught me by surprise. I was doing something else, and I was the one who said, let me do the giveaway. I have Renaissance Fair tickets. So if you want to go to the Renaissance Fair, this is the Mobile Renaissance Fair in Robertsdale in the Medieval Village, November 16th through the 17th. So that'd be this weekend or the next weekend, the 23rd through the 24th. You want to go, we got a family four-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Fair. Yours right now, caller number one, 437-1620, 437-1620.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meet your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Brennan is a really talented person. He's a very gifted singer.
I'm really, really good.
How good?
I've been called the songbird of my generation by people who've heard me. That good.
I have never been called the songbird of my generation, especially by people who have heard me. It's 8:53 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Well, the it's not clear just yet, and it's not going to be clear. Traffic is going to continue to be a hot mess. But I did get a note in here that somebody says 29 at least you can get from the paper mill down to I-10 now. So, yeah. I mean, I can look out my window and see that the off-ramp to Davis is a mess. But that... You know, it's not quite 9 yet. I know you're still trying, and I hope the schools – I really don't know what you do at the schools. If the teachers couldn't get to their classes, what is the contingency for that?
Normally administration fills then.
Are there – but how are they there? Are there enough of them there?
Or teachers'
I mean, what if you have 50 teachers at a school and 30 of them are stuck in traffic? I guess the idea – the kids aren't there either.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But you'll still have some in classrooms.
Right.
Maybe. It's crazy. So at that point, just put them all in the cafeteria.
Put them all in the cafeteria and put on a movie.
Right.
Right. That's the solution.
Or free breakfast.
Yeah,
or
good, yeah. Good advice there. All right. Saw this story the other day, and I thought this is – it's just one of those weird stories, but maybe – I don't know. There's so much stuff after the election that's just weird. And this fits in that category. This actually came to me via a commentary about The View, which I don't know why The View is suddenly like the most notable thing in our culture. But apparently the issue had to do with Nicole Scherzinger, you know, the former Pussycat Doll singer, dancer, and then now she's on Masked Singer, right? That's the name of the show. We watched it for a couple seasons. We don't anymore. So she commented... I always feel like it's my best friend's sister's girlfriend's boyfriend saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. It's all these stories. Russell Brand, the comedian and actor, who has become a Christian, and he's been pretty outspoken about his faith. And I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt when they're new Christians and they're celebrities. It's an awkward place to be. But he's been pretty outspoken about it and just trying to, whatever. So he put a post up on Instagram that had the Trump-style hat, the red hat, but it said, make Jesus first again, which is a terrible acronym. MAGIFA does not roll off the tongue. You know, we're gonna join Russell Brand in MAGIFA-ing. It doesn't work at all. Okay, so that's part one of this story. I feel like this story is boring already. Part two of this story is Nicole Scherzinger, not what I would describe as a noted theologian, said that she liked it. she liked it, expressing an interest in it. You know, where do I get this hat? !! Along with a praying hands emoji and a red heart emoji. We're now translating emojis. Okay. And got massive criticism online for you terrible, horrible, worthless, awful, whatever. And she deleted the post within a day. You always know it's bad when they're deleting the post. Just like Mark Cuban deleted all of his support for Kamala Harris off of X before he fled the platform. people are so funny. She apologized. She didn't mean for her comment to be interpreted as politically related. She says, in what I can only describe as not the best of prose, many presumptions are being drawn. Passive voice, really? Which do not reflect who I am, what I stand for, or who I voted for. And she had other comments. Okay, so we'll come back to this in a second because I think it's fascinating how this is being taken. And then Whoopi Goldberg said, leave her alone, it's a hat. Which, that's probably the right answer. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No new accidents to let you know about, but we're still dealing with the railroad closings at Olive Inslee, 9 Mile, 10 Mile, and East Roberts Road. So you definitely want to plan around that. Take Kingsfield, or you can take Kim Strand, but that's about a 30, 45-minute wait now just due to volume of traffic. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle or if it is time yet, and I always recommend, you know, shop before you're hungry, right? If you need to get a car, it's kind of, you should have already done the work. Now, I know sometimes things break and you can't, but you know a car is going or you know you're getting ready to change. And so before you have to, like before it's a crisis, before it's pressing, that's when you go shop. It's like, don't go shopping when you're hungry. Don't go shopping when you're broken car. Go to Frontier and look around. They've got 300 different cars and trucks on the lot. You can, you know, look at a bunch, sample a bunch, drive a bunch, fiddle with the knobs, play with the seat, you know, do all the stuff like the stereo. You might think, oh, why would the stereo matter? You know what? When the stereo, if you don't like it, you're going to live with that a long time. Okay. You should like the stereo or at least not hate it. And sometimes what happens is, you know, you had the 2008 model or 2012 model, and you just want to buy the 2018 model as your upgrade. They may have changed things, and you don't like the changes. So go try it before that's the case. Now, if they have what you like, good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, low miles, 10, 20, maybe 40,000 miles, 50, something like that, depending on the age, they're going to have good quality cars that they are going to warranty to 100,000 miles in 10 years. Okay, so they're going to take care of you. But if they have what you want, get it. If they don't have what you want, send them looking. Give them a shopping list. Hey, here are my parameters. Here's what I'm looking for. This color. They'll look. And they go to car auctions all the time. And they buy cars all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So back to the Nicole Scherzinger liking of the Russell brand. Make Jesus. What was the exact wording here? Make Jesus first again. Majefa. I'm not sure who's offended, but I can see everybody being offended by this. Like, maybe MAGA people get offended because it's sort of implying a dig about religion should be more important than the president, which is not a dig. That's just like true. I mean, if that bothers you, you have problems. Maybe it's anti-Trump people who are upset about anybody in the public sphere celebrating anything that's even remotely related to religion or Trump. I mean, it's a hat. Right? It's a hat. Settle down. But social media is often a very, very toxic place. Very toxic. But it's a hat.